Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist? Don't be abused. Is someone getting the best? The best, the best, the best of you. Is someone getting the best? The best, the best, the best of you. Are you gone and on the sun?
Good morning, Calgary. 7:03, Boomer and Warner in the morning along with Ryan Pinder. The artist of the day, the Foo Fighters. The genesis behind going with the Foo Fighters, they were the final musical guest on Late Night with David Letterman last night, the final show for David Letterman. I was borderline late for work because I...
Idiot.
Here's the thing. I gave up the time shift on my cable package because I'm like, I'm paying... I PVR everything anyway. I don't need time shift. So then last night, Letterman's on. It's like, I can't stay up till 11:30 to watch Letterman. So I had to PVR the thing. So I had to watch it today before I came to work because I didn't want spoilers all morning long.
So what time did you wake up to watch Letterman this morning?
Well, sure, Shin, don't spoil it for me.
No, I went Twitter dark last night. I put my phone away. I wasn't doing anything.
So you pressed play at, what, 3:30 this morning?
About 3:45.
Oh,
but I get up at 3:30 anyway. Had a coffee and a bowl of Cheerios and watched the final Letterman.
Letterman and some O's.
It's weird. And probably some people think it's, you know, silly or whatever. But I put it on Twitter yesterday that for sports fans, obviously that listen to this show, that are into sports, hockey, whatever, you become fans of certain players. Maybe you grow up. It's like, man, I loved Gretzky. I loved Lemieux. I loved Theo Fleury, whatever the case may be. Posters on the wall, that sort of thing. For me, Letterman was kind of one of those guys. Just for what I always loved. Because I remember on Friday nights, growing up in my goofy little small town, it was a big deal. Friday night, generally, every kid that was in junior high or whatever, go to the theater and see whatever movie was showing. That's all anybody did. You'd come home and say, well, I'll stay up for Letterman because it's not a school night. Then I'll go to bed. And then Saturday night, I got to stay up for Saturday Night Live. And then go to bed.
Tommy, what was the country?
Tommy Hunter.
Tommy Hunter. Tommy Hunter show.
Uh-huh. The Country Gentleman. I've been dreading yesterday for a long time. I got nowhere to go now. And it's not like I watched every day. But you knew he was there every day.
Comfort level, just knowing he's there.
It was, there's Dave.
What's on? Nothing. Letterman's on.
Yeah.
Let's watch Letterman.
Watch Letterman. Louis C.K.'s and Letterman, whoever's on Letterman. Jim Carrey, I'm going to PVR Letterman. I'll watch it sometime. And, he was, in a weird way, kind of, I thought about it yesterday. It's like, that would be like if my Gretzky, Lemieux, Theo Fleury, if they retired that day, that's what it was like yesterday.
Jeez.
I know. I was emotional.
You are a mess.
I was a mess. Yeah.
Maybe you need the summer off.
That could be it. Works for some.
Well, you know, Pinder's not going to be working the fall, so why don't the two of us just...
You're not working the summer. You can't work this fall. I got my sticks out. I just keep trudging.
Who's your agent, Rhett? You got to get his number to Boomer.
Yeah, who's my agent?
Well, that's what I mean.
Whoever the hell
Rhett's agent is needs to be talking to you.
Yeah.
No, I think he won Babcock's.
I'll share the one story, and it was why it was the Foo Fighters. I hope it's not a spoiler alert because he told the story before. One of the more emotional things that he had on the show was when he, I think it was 2009, had the quadruple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, he damn near died.
Jeez.
Heart attack. He was in rough shape. Didn't know if he was going to make it. And then he starts to obviously progress because he would smoke cigars. Remember that? The odd time you'd see, he'd be diving back from under the desk, and there'd be smoke still coming out of his lungs as he's back on the show. Had the quadruple heart bypass, and he said, as laying in bed recuperating, reflecting and all of that, one of the songs was from, it was that one I think that we just played from the Foo Fighters that he listened to the words, and it was kind of an emotional thing for him. They're setting up his first return show after the surgery, months later. And they're like, well, is there anything as far as a musical guest? Is there something that you would like us to pursue? He's like, you know what? I would love, can you see if the Foo Fighters would be available? Because this song really, really meant something to me. They call the Foo Fighters. Yeah, we're on tour in South America. So Letterman said, oh, that's too bad. But they canceled the tour, and they're coming back to do your first show.
Come on.
How cool is that?
Wow.
And he said, we've been joined at the hip ever since. So they played last night, the final. I'm going to get emotional right now. Thinking about it.
It's don't, because it's has nothing to do with you. So
there you go.
Think about your car. How exciting.
Just another thing in my life gone. Just another.
Torn away.
Hey, just ripped from my heart. I got nothing left.
Stolen from you, like your kid's bicycle.
That's right.
It's gone.
Or his iPad now.
Oh, dear.
Son of a.
He has a problem with keeping things in his possession, doesn't he?
Have we lost something?
Yeah, the iPad's gone.
Everything. Baseball bat earlier.
I don't know.
It leaves the house?
I don't know. It's not supposed to. It's not in the house.
Those are, you never get those back either. They're like a passport. You lose your passport,
yeah,
it's gone.
It's got to be under a couch. It's my
no, bad. I lost one in the last 6 months too. Absolutely, just
yeah,
gonzo.
Well, they're a nice thing to have if you don't have to pay for it and you can just take it. Right? So I'm just going to wipe everything off of it and hey, I got a brand new iPad. This is fantastic. Well, but I remember you tried to take one, too, at a poker tournament.
Yes, the Flames charity poker tournament. He tried to
they
walk
were
out.
Everywhere. How would they know that I'd got one in my pant leg?
Well, I think
pant leg.
I think it was fairly obvious. Candace goes, Red, could we have the iPad back that's clearly in your pants? I was just playing around.
Someone.
who put that there?
We are...
6-5 Lightning over the Rangers. Did you catch this one?
Yes.
That's good hockey. I mean, for yesterday we're bemoaning
for all the
lack
whining
of scoring.
We did, yeah. Absolutely. Lundqvist doesn't like my dad. He's in the big draft in Warman.
Doug.
He's got 5 Lightning players.
Oh yeah.
He's in first.
Loving life.
And going into the series, I'm like, well, that's all fine and good, Doug. But Lundqvist doesn't let anybody score. What? And I don't know if you can blame Lundqvist for being a sieve.
No, pretty good. The winner, but everything else was pretty darn.
Well, and you know what? It's funny. He said afterwards with the game-winning goal, I said, I couldn't pick it up. And Don Cherry, you know, goofy as he is, he says all the time, keep your stick out of there. Because even if it doesn't go off, it might be hard to pick up. And I think, honestly, I don't know that he's right or wrong.
That's what Kelly Rudy was saying.
I think that's absolutely wrong.
I think that's what it is. That,
but because
did Rudy say that you were saying?
Rudy was saying when you're not a confident goalie, that thing feels like it's coming at 200 miles an hour towards you. You don't have the clean pickup on its trajectory, and it's where in the net.
He makes that save 10 times out of 10, though.
Well, in a game 7 on home ice, he does. We trotted out the stats how good he's been on home ice in elimination games. But
you're right. That was the one thing. How are you going to find a way? Your goaltending battle. Clearly checkmarked for the New York Rangers. Well, certainly not in games 2 and 3.
Or is it just speaking to maybe how good this Lightning team? And do they not appear like that team that's just kind of better, 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 just getting better and better every game? Because in the Detroit series, I felt they should have lost that series. Maybe not lost, but there was a good chance they could have lost
it. Babcock was a better coach.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're a couple minutes away. If Tyler Johnson doesn't get one of those late goals in game 4, they're down 3-1. That thing might be put to sleep. Instead, they're square heading back for game 5.
Yeah. But I wonder, what are we seeing in the Tampa Bay Lightning? Because everyone that's a factor right now for them is young. They don't, I mean, the old guys on their team...
Who are the blue
like hair? Brendan Morrow is playing. He played 9 minutes. He's not. He's a non-factor.
See ya.
But everyone, what's Ryan Callahan? He's south of 30, is he not?
Yeah.
Or right there. Every one of these guys, Valtteri Filppula, I'm guessing, is in that range. Coburn is, he was in the 03 draft, yeah. So everyone's under 30. A lot of them are under 25. Is this the next juggernaut elite team in the making?
Well, I mean, they've been pretty good for a couple of years already. And, well, I don't know. No one picked Johnson to be this good, right? Is this a hot streak? Is this a career, right? Is this Marty St. Louis goes to Tampa Bay and finds a
It could a be, spot. Man. He's got 12 goals through the first 16 games.
He's tied with, Fedotenko's goal total from 04?
It says here, most through 16 since Camilleri in 2010.
Right.
When he was on, that would have been Montreal, right?
Montreal,
he was terrific.
Yeah.
Fire.
But they don't have a lot of holes, right? Like Bishop's big, covers up the net, plays pretty well. Hedman, that defense. I think you got to keep Coburn.
I think the way you look, well, he's got a year left. So so you probably look to extend him as they did Callahan last year. But what you need to do if you're going to say, is a team going to be around for a long time with the new playoff format, look at their division. So you've got Boston going the wrong way. Montreal, I don't know where they're at. Are they flattening out? Are they getting better? Are they in decline? They got some old defensemen there.
They got a goaltender.
They got a goalie. So that's going to be tough every year if you have to play Carey Price in the second round or the first round. But the rest of that division, you know, Buffalo's not there yet. Detroit seems to be a middling team, not an elite team anymore. Toronto's not there.
Hartford?
I was going to say, yeah.
Pittsburgh? Florida, but,
love that rink.
Why not them in that division? That's the best team in that
Montreal
division.
Montreal
sure.
And Calgary and Hartford and Pittsburgh.
That's a different division.
Oh. But you're right. All those things you just said are true.
Oh, and so just why when we look in the Pacific, why not the Ducks for the next little while? Who else in the Pacific's knocking on the door? Or you look at the Central and say, geez, it's going to be tough for St. Louis because every year they're going to have to go see a Chicago and Nashville's better.
All of that. What about Hartford?
Montreal,
Pittsburgh. All of that said, was anyone picking the Lightning to win?
A lot of people had the Lightning.
To win the East or to be a cup threat or what?
To come out of that division, Final Four.
To be where they are?
Yeah, to be where they are. And some people had them going to the final, yeah.
What was the standings at the end? I mean, don't you feel like these were kind of the top four teams?
Montreal.
It's easy to think that now, but, yeah. But they going into the playoffs... If you'd have said, hey, Chicago's got Kane,
yeah,
where are they going to end up?
Well, Montreal, Tampa Bay were the top two in the Atlantic. The Rangers and the Caps were the top two in the Metro. And that's essentially how it kind of shook down.
Mm-hmm. A little different in the West.
A little different in the West. But certainly, yeah, it's like Tampa Bay had.
But we're talking single point difference, right?
In the West? Oh, yeah. It's same number of wins as Montreal. They had three fewer wins than the Rangers.
And going, Nashville's right at the top of the in the West,
yeah.
And you're everyone was like, "Well,
St. Louis was
what's Nashville?
That was the team."
St. Louis is the only one, yeah.
Of course, we're all in on the Jets, but we won't talk about that.
I mean, if this was Ottawa, then it'd be like, "Wow, this is Cinderella. What they're doing here is unbelievable." But this is
no, this is
the one thing about this year's playoffs to me that hasn't happened. Where is that?
The glass slipper?
Yeah. Where is that number seven team or seed or number six?
Well, it was Calgary, and they couldn't get by the Ducks.
And no Cinderellas anymore. You got four heavyweights.
That was it.
By the way, you mentioned the age of the Lightning. They've got two players over 30. Filppula is 31, and okay. Morrow's 36. That's it.
And Filppula very young.
And you could get rid of Morrow today.
Morrow is a bit part.
And Filppula feels like one of those guys, he can play at a high level or at least think it at a high level for a long time.
And he's just barely over 30.
I mean,
that's an impressive roster they built. And they've got the 20-year-old Vasilevskiy that might be the goalie for the next 5 years if Bishop, for some reason, doesn't pan out. I mean, they're deep.
They're the best team in the league.
Well, maybe in the East.
Best goalie I've ever seen. You talked about it yesterday, and I wonder if there's a topic there.
I mean, I can't believe we got one by him.
I know. So it's unbelievable.
A lot of pressure
on
him.
Six. It's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure on him, though.
What a man.
Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, okay.
We talked about the Ducks with Bobby Ryan. We're not going, and it's maybe not the right terminology, but we're not going to be held ransom to your contract demands. We will, because a lot of times, look at Toronto. They've got to sign Phaneuf. What are they going to do?
They got to sign Kessel.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? The Ducks said, well, no, we don't have to sign him. We're going to trade him and get something for him. And you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning. What are we going to do with Marty St. Louis? Marty wants, well, are we going to have to trade Marty St. Louis? You know, yeah, trade him. Trade Marty. I give credit where it's due. And I feel like Pittsburgh did that with Jordan Staal. Like, well, here's a contract. That's not enough. Okay, we'll take Brandon Sutter and we'll take a first round pick and we'll take whatever else, Brian Dumoulin or whatever came. I don't know that it's universal that it can work that way. Sometimes, like, yeah, you just got to pay the guy. Like Giordano, you probably got to pay the guy.
But you probably do. But that is another scenario where 3 years from now you might go.
Loyalty was expensive.
Yes. And you're right.
Yeah.
You got to pay him. You've got a culture in that room. You don't want to change. You can't mess with it. But you applaud. On one hand, you applaud the bravery of a Steve Yzerman saying, no, you know what? I'm not. Or Bob Murray in Anaheim. Yeah. No, you're gone. Sorry, kid.
Kind of different. I mean, Marty held them hostage a bit, right? He demanded the trade. Bobby Ryan not. But they did an unbelievable job with a gun to their head to get Callahan, re-sign him, and they got the Rangers' first-round pick this year.
But that's what I mean. Having to deal under duress of some sort and trading away the untradeable. Getting rid of the player that's like, you can't do that. Well, no, we did do that, and it worked out just fine. They went to the Cup Final a year ago with St. Louis. They won a President's Trophy this year, and this series is far from being over. And maybe the Rangers come back and win, and St. Louis gets three game winners, and it's all about him. But I don't think the Lightning miss a beat without him. And I wonder if that's something for other teams to look at a little bit. And again, none of those circumstances are the same. But I just thought about that as I watched.
Here's something that's the same.
St. Louis last night.
It's a young man's game. Oh, and that guy's got beer. It's a young man's game, and the guy just came in with beer. So I'm
guy
sure
walked through gross. The front door with beer.
There goes the conversation.
It's 20 after 7. Apparently, time for a break.
DeForest, order breakfast. Last day.
Whoa,
DeForest, don't order breakfast. 20 after 7, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Thursday morning, 7:26, Boomer and Warner in the morning. We have Eric DeHatcha coming up at 8:25. Ask Rhett in the next segment, 7:45, so get your questions ready. We'll go to the fan feedback line for that. It's the last ask, I know. All of our guests join us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR and Lube City Express Oil Change. We are going to be making the grand prize draw in our ultimate backyard contest with Bluegrass Nursery, Sod, and Garden Center. It's coming up in about a week. You got time. And up for grabs, a $3,000 gift card that could be used to purchase products or services from Bluegrass. They've got everything you can think of, shrubs, sod, plants, mulch, everything. Go out there, take your gift card and say, you know what, boys, help me out. Help me out. Help me is what you need to do. To be the winner, though, you got to go to our website with a photo of your backyard and a brief description of why it is a disaster and why you need help from Bluegrass Nursery. We'll pick the worst or the most fitting or necessary, and we'll award you that $3,000 gift card. That's coming up in about a week's time, so get in on it. Toot sweet. That's French. The mood in the room, it was already good today. It was a little contentious yesterday, but everybody seems to be in a fairly good mood this morning. Maybe more sleep after a triple overtime game 2 nights ago, 3 hours sleep. Maybe little better of a night last night.
Yeah, I shouldn't have stayed up for that.
Well, you didn't.
Oh.
In fairness. But the mood has completely lightened here in studio as our old friend, the meat man himself, the meathead, Greg Keller over at Bonton Meats.
Making my life.
Sent over because it's the last show in studio. Brought in some grub for you this morning.
It's a growly tummy you have there.
What did Greg serve up for breakfast today?
Those ribs. The beef, the Brontosaurus beef rib.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they would be the...
So, it's over.
You'll be asleep by 8:30.
I just can't... I've got grease on my shirt. It's...
You do...
Already? It didn't stand a chance.
You do.
I don't even care. I'm happy to have it.
How many minutes?
Happy to have it.
How many minutes has that been in this room? Like three, maybe?
Oh, max.
How many ribs?
I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
How many ribs?
There's a contest.
How many ribs?
How many beef ribs can you house in it?
There's a whole tray of them over there.
They're so good.
How many have you housed?
Three.
Three?
I got three in my teeth.
See, that's incredible. Greg has been a great sponsor of ours. He's been he's involved throughout the year with Bonton Meats, their new location up in Crowfoot. You go in there, and you can buy the product to make yourself. I went last week, grabbed some baby back ribs, some brisket, some potato salad, I've said, I got a potato salad guy. So do you guys. We all have a potato salad guy. You go to Bonton.
Yeah, it's tough to beat.
You can order ahead and say, I'll throw in a little extra bacon.
That bacon that you put in there?
It's got some dill.
Double it up.
Yeah, it's terrific. So you can buy the stuff and make it yourself, or like it's pre-made. You can go up there and buy yourself lunch.
The meat pies too. I don't know why. I can't make a better beef rib. Or a potato salad, and I'm just going to...
Just give in?
There's a tray of baby backs over there. I can't even get to them. I can't walk past those big...
Is there anything you'd like to say to your pal, Greg?
Thank you, good sir. I just text him. Should send him a picture of my greasy shirt.
Barbecue stain on your white t-shirt.
DeForest is now digging in, so be careful if you need any...
Okay, well, I want to get to some things before you pass out.
Just tweeted a photo of Red eating, by the way.
Perfect.
It's sensational. It's sepia, because it's very sad today.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Color for memories and lasting heartfelt moments. Sepia.
When he dies, that'll be the photo when you walk in.
Huge grin. Three ribs in his yapper.
Red had many loves in his life.
Ribs.
Family, fishing, but none more than beef ribs. The comment was made earlier. Again, this morning at 9 o'clock, we will pick up our... the Sportsnet broadcast out of Toronto, Mike Babcock is going to be introduced as the new coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. The comment was made earlier this morning. Here in Calgary, right or wrong, when Brian Burke was brought on, felt like there was instantly a higher level of respect for the franchise within the hockey circles.
Right? We said it.
Is that fair?
Identity.
It changed. It changed that day. And whether or not that has any impact to what we're seeing on the ice or not, it was just, there was a face of the franchise, a feel, everything kind of changed. And I don't know if it was you, or I think it was you, Ryan, you said something about the Leafs, the respect factor. I don't know that, as much as I agree that it happened in Calgary, do you feel like today that the Toronto Maple Leafs are a more respected franchise with Mike Babcock as their head coach? Or is it unchanged?
Or the other way.
Have
they gone out and done another Maple Leafian thing and...
We'll throw money at the problem.
Hey,
we'll throw
money.
More money at it. That'll fix it.
If we spend some money, it should get better.
It'd be one thing if there was a level playing field and he said, you know what? I picked Toronto. It's not really how it shook down. You're giving me way more money than everyone else and a ridiculous term? Okay.
I just wonder, do
you think they are more respected now?
I do.
I do too.
Because the coach was kind of a laughingstock before, to be honest. You know, the old toaster Carlisle jokes, those were He's not seen as one of the great minds of the game. You cannot, as you said earlier, you can't knock the resume, right? You cannot deny he's one of the best, if not the best. So that has to bring some credibility, having one of the best coaches in the league. Can he get them to play defense?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, you can't teach Phaneuf to be a good in his own end. But the other guys, maybe.
Why can't you teach Phaneuf?
Because he just doesn't.
Incapable, not smart.
He's not understand. It's not part of his makeup. But I look at that lineup and I do wonder, can he push? I mean, Van Riemsdyk, Leupold, Kadri, Kessel. There's some scoring up front. The D, Morgan Riley and Gardner, they'd be fine.
Keeping in mind, it's really, this is they're in a rebuild. This obviously is, they're
but
now.
But I just wonder if the rebuild's as drastic now with Babcock. Like, did he go in and say, because wasn't that his thing? I want to win. And what was the conversation behind? Was it just here's a blank check, you fill it in, or was there some, all right, here's the money. But I want to, and Shanahan's selling it. Here's the money, but look at our team here and tell me that we can't make something of this. Yeah, maybe we're not a perennial favorite. We're not going to finish first. But when, what's the goalie's name? Bernier went there. He was supposed to be the next, he couldn't get in L.A., but only because Jonathan Quick was there, right?
Yep.
So he's going to be a great goaltender.
Or at least a surefire number one.
Yeah. Can he be that? I think he can if there's some defense that's played in front of him.
Agreed.
And the scoring should take care of itself. Like, there's enough offense on that team that they should be able to score a couple goals.
The most interesting part about this Toronto situation is yet to unfold, because you're right. This is year one of, we got to tear some stuff down. But they don't have a GM. So when you're asking, what are they going to do? Do they now keep Phaneuf? Do they now trade Kessel? They don't have a GM. That's theoretically the guy that's going to be very central to these ideas. And I understand they've got Shanahan and two somewhat powerful assistant GMs and Hunter and Dubas, and now a coach with some player personnel influence. But this is the beginning. That's why 8 years. He's not going to win right away.
But whoever the GM is going to have to sing from that hymn book, right? You're not going to come in and say, well, all due respect to Mr. Dubas and Hunter, and I know Brendan Shanahan, you played a long time, but I think this is the way we need to go. Probably not.
That management team hasn't stated what their plans are yet, and Babcock will have some influence on it, but we don't know if they're.
He's got to have influence, right? We'll probably find out today in greater detail, but I would think that there's got to be some Patrick Waugh type of a scenario.
And right from the get-go, it was stated that he was going to want some influence, and how much is up in the air? Do you really want to be preoccupied with more than coaching, which is what you're best at, or is it more just up and downs, who I like?
Some players that are intriguing to see what will happen. Obviously, Phaneuf. Is Phil Kessel more likely to stay or more likely to go now? It seemed like he was on his way out. What does that do? What about a guy like Nazem Kadri? Mm-hmm. Can he flourish under Mike Babcock, or is he the type of player that's like, no, like, you need to be team first. It's all about 200-foot game. You're not a player that's going to fit in here. We will be moving you.
And here's another question. What is Mike Babcock's philosophy? Because I would have to think that, he coached in Anaheim. Great. He's got an approach to his coaching style. He goes to Detroit. He doesn't walk in there and dictate how the game's going to be played in Detroit. There is a club philosophy about how things get done in Detroit. It works.
And there's personnel supporting that.
This is how we do it. This is the belief. This is the game plan. What is it that? Is that what he's taking to Toronto? What he's learned in Detroit? Or is he coming out of there going, that's all fine and good what Detroit does, but I'm going to put my own.
I think the best hint of what he likes as a coach would probably be watching that Olympic team, because they could have built whatever they wanted with all they had at their disposal in terms of Canadian hockey players. And what did they pick? Just an absolutely smothering defensive style, and let their offensive guys, as long as you're taking care of things in your own end, do what you want.
And you know what? I wonder too, how much, when you talk about a coaching style, Mike Babcock, the year he won the cup, and Mike Babcock in 2015, probably two very stark stark contrast, because you can't play the way you did then.
Yeah.
The way you did now. Same thing in 04. You can't coach the way they coached you guys to how you need to win now. You have to be able to adapt. And I think to a certain extent, it was maybe the Ken Holland imprint, because he's the one that puts the personnel in place. Here's what you've got. You do what you can with it. And that worked. Can he do what he did in Toronto with what he's got in Toronto what he did in Detroit? I don't think he can.
Personnel's not nearly as good.
You don't have Datsyuk. You don't have Zetterberg. Some of the, again, like Selke candidates every single year for best defensive forward. Everyone buys in.
It's a great point, because Toronto's best guys, the biggest knock they have is they don't play defense. Detroit's best guys are all 200 footers. And I'll tell all you what, them. He'll earn his $6.25 million if he can get Phil Kessel in shape and caring about defense. Will he not? Because that seems to be the most difficult task he's got in his play. Either that or teaching Dion how to play in his own zone, as Rhett suggested. Those are not easy tasks. This is a coaching nightmare in that sense. Those are two highest paid players. Those are the tone setters.
I get that it's Toronto and some people, so pathetic for this from the fan feedback line. So pathetic for Albertans to be so jealous of Toronto. Not a good look, guys, but it'll never change. So lame. Listen, if he went to Buffalo today, if he went to wherever, we'd be talking about it in the same fashion. What is Mike Babcock? What?
Jealous.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't sleep at night. I'm just so worked up.
Fraught with jealousy. I can barely concentrate. To me, it's not about the dough. It's not about what can you do? How big a difference can this, the consensus best coach in the league? Well, let's see. How long and how far can you take this team? I need to eat.
Yes.
7:40. Ask Rhett. Get your questions through 96960 on your mobile phone. We'll be slathered with sauce when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960960. Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
One of these days, the ground will drop out from beneath your feet. One of these days, your heart will stop and play its final beat.
Good ribs.
Ooh. Took a while to get back.
I think you could be a professional eater, right? Do they have a league?
I've been around those people.
Yeah.
If you're comparing me to them, headbutt for you, good sir.
What's wrong?
Yeah. It's not high society.
When's the last time you fired out a headbutt?
It would have been first year junior, was that 92?
Yeah.
The summer of 92. My good buddy Clark Wilm had been threatened, and I had to stand up for my good friend.
Man. So you that laid one in.
Poor sap took a headbutt and a stiff right. Then I took one to the temple from his buddy and went down, rolled around the bushes. Got hit with a bottle.
Jeez.
That one left a mark.
See, that's been my experience, too.
Oh, my God.
When you come to the aid of someone or whatever, generally they have a buddy that kind of does the same thing. I found that to be the case. So you're going to take a cheap shot at my buddy. Well, now I'm coming through with, and then pow. Oh, I guess
it's
kind of like a domino effect, right?
Damn it.
Let's do the thing that we do with a little Ask Rhett.
It's time for Ask Rhett, answering life's tough questions. Here's your host, Rhett Warner.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The 2016 Audi A6 has arrived. Boasting powerful new engines, a bold new exterior, and innovative new technology. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Here's how it works, 960-960 on your mobile phone. It's our fan feedback line. If you have a question for Rhett, send her through. What was the hockey question you said you saw there right off the hop?
Someone wanted to know how many points Rhett thought Connor McDavid would have in his rookie year.
It's a hockey question. You can shove it.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah. Hey, Rhett, I have a fat bet with a buddy to see who can lose the most weight in 30 days. The loser takes the winner out to dinner. When I win, what restaurant?
Oof. You're going to want to fill up at that point, right? I've never filled up like a Kenneth Mercado with the big steak and the tag. I mean, I would keep going back to it, but...
I was there the other night.
Don't feel sorry. That's a good
Do you need a menu? No.
What about the burger place? The secret...
Well, the burger place is good. Depends on your budget.
All right, so are you having...
Well, he's losing the bet. The other guy's paying.
Have you had the steak before? Yeah.
Why are you looking
so,
at me like that?
So you want the tagliatelle and
just the spall? No.
So you have friends joining you?
No,
said?
The full serving.
Okay, well, that's going to take a while to cook that. Yeah, it's fine. I got all night. Rhett, do you think your peers are jealous? You have no education, no training, millions in the bank, the summer off, and they do not.
What are you talking about, no education? I resent the first two, but...
You got your high school, right?
Yeah. Ask them if they're jealous. Why do I care? So how do these degrees work, these diploma things?
Degrees?
Whatever. He's going to school for something. Didn't come across.
Hey, Rhett, the wife wants to throw out my chair. I'm guessing like a recliner. My chair.
Huh?
Because it smells like farts, cigarettes, and stale beer, and get a sectional. A man needs his chair. What do I do?
Well, first of all, stop smoking. Doesn't need to smell like cigarettes.
Smoke in the house?
That's good for you. You don't throw it away. If it's got meaning to you, you got to keep it. You got to find a spot. I got a feeling it's not going to stay where it's at. So you better start thinking of somewhere else to put it. Once they get it in their head, yeah. Right, it's over.
How many goals did you get yesterday at the Dome in the Finance Cup?
It's weird when you step on the ice. And I really felt like I took control of the game. And then I came off and guys were like, really, we kind of expected more. Are you hurt? Are you injured? Were you waiting for the second game to get going? No goals. No goals, no wins, no fun.
No wins.
Couldn't even win.
Hey, Rhett, what do you think of the new bike paths?
They're great. They seem to be working well. I'm driving around yesterday. I didn't realize it was like a maze now. Like, they're everywhere.
They're all over.
So all the main thoroughfares we've converted that had...
Thoroughfare?
Yeah. All the main arteries in and out of downtown Calgary are now the congested.
I'm dizzy.
They didn't really take the side streets, did they?
No. This is where most people drive. These seem to be popular streets. Let's put the bike path here.
The major traffic corridors.
Yes, yeah. Why not?
Put some bikes in here.
Yeah, because traffic moves so smoothly.
They're great.
Hey, Rhett, when Pinder visits Toronto next week, can he just stay there for good?
Well, he's got an interview with Babcock. He's going to see if he can't...
I'll be the video coach.
Yeah.
Hey, Rhett, want to come and do a couple bull rides? Balzac tomorrow, Cochrane next Saturday. You want to go bull riding?
I don't have the Balzac to get on a bull. I can tell you that.
Rhett, of the three of you... who is the most valuable and why?
I'd say you could get rid of any one of us and we'd probably trudge along.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to make a big difference.
Walking Sticks has to be the MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Things are just falling.
Although I've heard the show when you guys aren't here, and it's terrible. Not to toot my own horn, but you guys are awful without me.
Yeah, but you never hear the show when you're here. It could be just as bad.
Yeah, that's true. I was on holidays last week. Did you get your Coco Brooks on Thursday? I don't know what that means.
Huh?
Oh, yes, we did. Pizza.
Pretty darn good.
Drilled it.
That was my first Coco Brooks.
Big Al's. Big Al's, buddies.
Wow.
Your first time?
Yeah.
I'd been there before, but I hadn't tried. Like, there was a lot of good
All kinds of different flavors.
Ooh.
Brett, I've got a newborn. I have to work in the morning. My wife is on mat leave. Do I get up in the middle of the night with her while she feeds to support?
No.
What are you supporting?
Your waist. I realize that sometimes the ladies push this, but it's the worst decision you can make. Now everybody's tired and grumpy and fighting and you can't support? What are you supporting?
Do you have milk in your teats?
Oh my gosh.
Like, just let ladies and let the man sleep, let him work, and when he comes home, you can. Then he feels normal, because now if you're all up all night and he's...
But then he needs a nap because he's been working all day.
The cat needs to stimulate. It's like when they're little, they needed the mother's teat.
This is the cat.
To stimulate the milk production.
Which?
The mother's teat.
Hey, Rhett. I bought a classic 60s convertible. Should I put in a modern sound system, or does that ruin the classic part?
I put in a sound system.
You need your tunes.
You gotta have tunes. I mean, you can drive around.
45s.
What are you gonna listen to AM radio?
45s in a car. Keep the original radio. Put in your new sound system. Then, if you ever get rid of it, you've got the original radio. Because some guys are a honk.
So, no, you know this stuff, Boom.
Shh.
Nowadays, it should be pretty simple, though, right? Like, you could put in Wi-Fi speakers or whatever, Bluetooth speakers,
sure,
and just do it that way. You don't have to change
it. He doesn't want to talk about cars. This is the first time I've ever seen this.
Hitching Post Burger Joint in High River or Pete's Drive-In? You've never had the Hitching Post Burger, have
I've
you?
Never had the burger.
They were in one of our burger contests a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Worth the trip.
Really?
High River, straight to the end of the main drag, on your right-hand side. Money. Is it better to swerve around gophers or let them run under your tires?
Ka-clunk.
But sometimes I try to miss
ka-clunk.
Them, and I ka-clunk them anyway.
I want to ka-clunk them.
I know. I feel terrible when I do that. How many phones are you expecting to lose in the lake this summer? Do we have an over-under? Like 3.5, 4.5?
There's 2 in there now. I guarantee you there'll be 2 more before September.
It's not cheap fishing. You know, the licenses, the gear, bait, cell phones. Should I keep growing my hair out to compensate for my hair loss?
Yeah. It's a great look if you can Shane Funk it.
What's his name?
Poor Funker.
Hey, Rhett, does the phone ring at your other part-time job anymore, or are you just going in to drink coffee?
It's a little quiet at the other part-time job.
Yeah. Minesweeper?
No, I'm on to Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter? Yeah.
Hey, Rhett, I just found out I'm allergic to gluten. What do I do?
Buy gluten-free.
You gotta give up beer and pizza?
No, they got the... There's no gluten in rum.
My barbecue is filthy, but my wife has no idea. Do I need to scrape it or just keep going till I have a grease fire?
Well, how hard is it to scrape a barbecue? Like, what are you talking about? Although it does leave a nice flavor, all that.
I get the nice big pile of stuff in the in the bottom.
The tray,
and then it'll light on fire.
Too lazy to throw it away. That takes a long time, too. Take care of your grill, boys.
Please.
WTF is a Wi-Fi speaker.
Wah-ha-ha. Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Rhett, recently started hanging out with this girl. I'm kind of digging it. The boys aren't happy and want it to end. Do I tell them to stick it or are they right?
Send us a picture and I'll let you know.
Okay. Salt and vinegar chips are apparently gluten-free. Not a question. More of an observation there.
And delicious.
Can we get a weekly call-in walleye report?
There will be one next week. I can almost guarantee it.
I feel like we need to book this in your schedule.
Yeah. Once a week. I'm not good at scheduling.
Yeah, no, we've noticed that too.
Hey, Rhett, sea kayaking near Vancouver Island or golfing in BC? For a trip.
Sea kayaking?
It's kayaking on the ocean.
Sounds very hippie-ish. Go golfing.
Pender, you do the kayaking.
I'm golfing a lot these days. I probably golf.
Is it okay to get a haircut during men's competitive rec hockey playoffs?
Not if you're committed to your team, buddy. Not if you're committed.
It's May 21st. You're probably taking the competitive part a little too serious.
My kid had hockey last night, sorry. And there was the city rec league on after, so all the dudes are coming in. I've got one for cleaning up next week, It's Walker had it like years ago, but it still rings true.
Don't waste it.
Don't spoil it. Gotta save it.
Does Pinder get his name on the show while you're gone, Rhett?
I have no idea. Sometimes there's Pinder, sometimes there's Warner, sometimes it's nothing. It's
just donkey noises. Sometimes.
In terms of manscaping, trim, shave her to the wood, or just let her grow wild?
Definitely not the wild. Although it's fun sometimes.
Hey, look, it's a bear in our kitchen. Oh, hi, Dad. But the thing is, once you start, you got to keep it up. Because if you, hey, you know what? I'm gonna take her down to the wood. I'm going to shave. I'm kind of done with the manscaping. I'm going to let her go.
Not popular.
Snuffleupagus. I'm going to the draft. Will I be able to get tickets? It's in Florida. Yes, you will.
And if you're going all the way to Miami, even if you don't go to
Miami, I don't know if I'd even pay for a ticket.
I don't think you'll have to.
My friend wants me to play softball with his team, but they wear white pants. Should I play?
I've got a major issue.
Too competitive. White pants.
And finally, who will you miss more, Pinder or Boomer?
DeForest.
Good answer.
That's Ask Rhett for you. Just like
Ask
that.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The 2016 Audi A6 has arrived. Boasting powerful new engines, a bold new exterior, and innovative new technology. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
We have Eric Dehatchik on the way. Our NHL insider will do some what you want to talk about. The Lightning pump six by the King last night. And game number three, Chicago back home with a split. How crazy is the United Center going to be tonight? Sportsnet 960, The Fan.